Travel World.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Yoav Saralbo.
Today we talk about Moscow, Russia.
Incredible. What an incredible trip. Thank you very much, guys, for sending me out there.
You know, when you went to Moscow, there was a lot of terrific places that you saw. Yoav, you stayed at a hotel there called the Hotel Cosmo.
Yeah, the Hotel Cosmo in Moscow is not far away from the airport and yet still not far away from downtown Moscow where you want to be. They have everything to offer.
How high is this place? How tall is this hotel?
25-story hotels. It holds 3,500 guests, and there's just under 1,800 rooms in the hotel. It was built, actually, for the 1980 Olympic Games, which we never went to.
And it's got a lot of terrific. It's got restaurants down there and a nightclub, too.
Yeah, and a nightclub. There's restaurants.
And you found Moscow to be a very safe place to go.
Very safe.
Surprisingly so.
Surprise. The police are out there in numbers. There's 2-3 to every corner, almost, it seemed. And if they don't like your face, they'll ask you for your passport.
Yeah. Well, this is not to say that you can't get in trouble, but I mean, if you're careful and you stay within, well, the where they recommend are safe zones, you'll be all right.
Oh, all of Moscow is safe. The I had an interview with the Minister of Tourism, mm-hmm. and he said that they are cracking down on violence from all types, from the mafia down to petty criminals like gypsies and so on.
So that they're actually making it safe and welcoming for tourists. You flew there on Aeroflot from Montreal, did you not?
Yes, I did.
And you had a good flight experience.
Great flight there. They didn't bother me once, so I could sleep. But when I was awake, they were there with a drink. They were there with food. Mm-hmm. I think I had two meals, which I was really happy about.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Yoav Saralbo.
Today we talk about Moscow, Russia.
Talk about a hair salon. There's a hair salon in the Cosmos.
Hotel Cosmo has a hair salon.
Has a hair salon. They have shops that you can buy little Russian trinkets. They have manicure and pedicure. They even have an opera, so you can watch the ballet.
So you don't even have to leave the hotel and you can experience it.
Never. You never have to leave.
What about one of the more picturesque sites that I've always seen about Moscow, Red Square? What is that like?
Breathtaking. It's the pictures don't give it justice. When you're there and you see how big it is, how big just the square is, it's incredible. It's on one side you have the Basilica, mm-hmm. and on the other side you have the walls to the Kremlin. And in the Red Square there's also Lenin's tomb.
Okay.
Now, this should be
viewed with deference.
Yeah, and take your hat off before you're about to enter Lenin's tomb. There's a soldier right there telling you to take your hat off, and if you don't, he'll slap it off your head.
Happened to my uncle many years ago.
Yeah. Yo, I was hoping to see it happen to somebody.
Me too. It did not happen. No. It did not happen. The kid that was in front of me took off his hat.
The subway system there is undoubtedly the most beautiful in the world.
Yes. The subway was started being built by Stalin roughly in the 30s, and he wanted all the subways to be to get you around but also be a bomb shelter. One of the other things he wanted was that every subway is different than the other, with beautiful art, with beautiful types of stone to be used, like different marbles that they brought in from around the world, different stone they used from all over Russia. Artists also depicting the history of Russia. It's really like a museum.
This has been an Askor Marketing Production.